How to lead a positive and productive training session every time. Your role as a facilitator is to lead people through a series of learning exercises and make it a positive and productive training session every time. Always remember that you are not to see yourself as a teacher, lecturer, motivational speaker, or expert. Instead, your job is to facilitate learning. You don't need to memorize each session to be an effective facilitator. The program is very facilitator-friendly, meaning it is not difficult to lead. An interactive format has been chosen for this program simply because people learn much better from involvement than they do from a lecture. The most important learning principle you can remember is this: people are more apt to learn from what they do and experience rather than from what they only hear. The sales library sessions are loosely structured, yet still provide a high quality end result for the participants. Each session is intended to take 30 to 40 minutes and designed to move at a fairly rapid pace. Furthermore, if you are planning a full day of training or multiple days of training, you can insert several sales library sessions into your training schedule. It's also critical that you be knowledgeable about and committed to each of the sessions in the system. Be sure you're adequately prepared for each lesson, but don't be afraid to admit it to the participants when you don't know the answer to some of their questions. In some cases, you can either follow up later once you've had a chance to find the answer, or ask for volunteers from the group who'd like to research the topic. If it's an opinion question that doesn't necessarily have a definitive answer, you have the perfect opportunity to invite the whole group to discuss it. Your team will learn far more from discussing and exploring a question than from listening to you espouse your wisdom. An important point to remember is that when facilitators concern themselves with how well they're doing as presenters rather than how the participants are engaging and learning, the less likely it is the participants will get the most from the program. To help improve your facilitation skills, here are some tips to follow. 1. Learn the material in each session. 2. Listen to each audio session prior to the session. 3. Mentally review how you will conduct each session. 4. Place yourself in the position of the participants to understand what you would want the outcome of the program to be if you were in the audience. In addition, you should have several extra manuals available for attendees who forget theirs. This way, they can take notes during the program. You absolutely must have your manager's meeting guide. The guides give you the outline for the program and discussion starters. It tells you what you need to say and what you need to do for each session. We also recommend you have a flip chart or whiteboard and markers available for recording notes. Consider bringing masking tape so you can put things up on the wall. Plus, be sure to have any specific student materials that you're going to need as samples, examples, or tools that relate to the topic. Always arrive at the meeting site early. This way, you can locate and organize your supplies and arrange the training room in a way that allows participants to see, hear, and be comfortable during the course. During each session, you will have time to share some of your own personal experiences. Now, please listen carefully here. When sharing your own experiences, prevent yourself from becoming judgmental, lecturing, or editorializing. Instead, concentrate on being brief and be sure what you're saying aligns with the point being made at that particular time in the lesson. As you become more familiar with the flow of the sessions, you may want to go off on slight tangents, or you may want to integrate your own ideas into that lesson. That's fine. However, don't allow yourself to get too far off the content or the timeframes provided. In short, my best advice to you is to adhere to the format, time schedule, and outline. Now, some tips for your meetings. 1. Do your best to maintain a positive atmosphere at all times. Criticism and other negative responses by participants or to participants about any issue will only take away from the success of the session. You should expect only the best from yourself and the other participants. 2. Listening is a key factor in the success of each session. You should not dictate information or play the role of authoritarian. These behaviors simply harm the end result of the program. Also, be sure not to act defensive when listening to a participant's opinion. 3. Leave sarcasms or put-downs out of your training meetings. If you wish to use humor, use the type that pokes fun at yourself. Most people don't enjoy being the focus of a joke in front of a group, particularly a group of their peers. Positive reinforcement is invaluable to keeping people's attention and respect. Place emphasis on the good things people do or say. This will ensure your presentation is well received. 4. Carefully analyze the content of group discussions. Always ask yourself if the dialogue is on target and productive. If you feel it's not, guide participants back toward the subject at hand. Furthermore, while professional disagreement is fine, you should attempt to avoid arguments between participants. 5. Another key element to success is do your best to prevent participants from discussing any item for too long a period of time. The format for the lessons is intended to move quickly and designed so participants do not have all the time they want for discussion. It has been proven that this type of format will improve learning and interest. It's called the Zargonic effect because participants do not have enough time to conclude their discussions. Therefore, they are more likely to pursue them outside of the program or perhaps during breaks.